This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And off we go. Sometimes you don't have time to do a whole lot of stuff other than think, aim, fire. And joining us once again is investigative reporter Lee Williams and the head of Gamut Resolutions and the maker of a very fine sling, Bob Keller. Good afternoon.
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, good.
So I know, Lee, time is a pressing matter, so let's go.
You're out at the range. What you doing out there, brother?
Not shooting.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
Maintenance.
For those of you who may not know, Bob has probably the best tactical range in the world. It's called Range Works. It's located near Fort Meade, Florida. Unlike other public ranges and private ranges, when you go out to shoot there, there's no RSOs. Bob puts you through a four-hour class, and you basically become an RSO. And here's the best part. You get your own bay. You get your entire own bay to do whatever you want there as long as it's safe. And I guess what are you doing today, cutting the grass?
Yeah, mowing. We got a big event out here the next 3 days, so trying to get some mowing done, another miscellaneous crap.
Last week, we ran out of time. You said you wanted to talk about going from a plastic gun to a staccato. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And what that was all about. Enlighten us, brother.
Totally forgot about that. I can't remember what brought up the conversation. I think it was going from what you thought was a good gun to a staccato.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
big, so yeah, I just kind of wanted to talk about my experience because people that, once you get to know me, you know, I'm not a big gun guy, not a big gear guy. I'm one of those guys, usually give me something, I'll make it work, you know, as long as it goes bang. But, so not being a gun guy, and I've heard it all before, like, especially at the unit, people would bring in stuff, and they're like, it's the best thing ever, you know, and I'd go shoot it, and I'd be like, oh, shit, I'd look over at my buddy, and be like, I don't feel a difference, you know. But supposedly it was the latest and greatest thing, right?
So, right.
Hadn't really felt that big of a difference until I went to staccato and not being a gun guy. First time I shot a staccato, I was like, holy crap, I can actually feel a difference. Like, this is a way better gun. So, and then long story short, I eventually signed with staccato. I've been with them for, I think, over 4 years now. And I had been shooting staccato exclusively. Anytime I went to the range, if I did practice that once a year, or demoing in classes, you know, I'd shoot staccato, and I hadn't shot anything for anything else besides staccato for 3 years. So it was cool going from what I thought was a good gun, or my go-to gun, to a Staccato, I felt a big difference. But the huge difference was, after those 3 years of shooting nothing but Staccato, one day I was, so the gun that I had prior to that, I had set up, it wasn't a race gun or anything, and it wasn't really, really tweaked that much, but I mean, I had the thing set up to where that was my go-to gun. That was the gun that I was going to go to the next gunfight with, right? Like, that was my baby. And after 3 years of shooting Staccato, one day I was in my safe and I saw my at one point my freaking go-to gun. I was like, yeah, I was going out to the range that day. I was like, you know what? I haven't shot this thing in a while. Let me take this sucker out. Went out to the range. I shot probably 10 rounds to that thing, and I'm not kidding you. I was like, where's the garbage can? Like, I'm not kidding you. It was that bad. Compared to the whole point of this, I thought it was a pretty big difference going from that gun to a Staccato, but the huge difference was going from Staccato back to a gun that I thought was a great gun prior.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was that bad to where I was like, I'm never shooting this thing again. Like, literally, where's the garbage can? It was cool for me to experience that, because now I can actually, not talk smart about Staccato, but like I've lived that, going from a decent gun to a really good gun and then going back to what I thought was a decent gun and feeling the difference. It's crazy. Like, how different a Staccato is once you get used to that feeling and then going back to something that you thought was good.
Mostly the trigger?
I mean, it could be trigger, just the lack of recoil. How that thing snaps back into place for follow-on shots. And, you know, a little bit could be you get used to the feel of the grip, but it was like going from a Ferrari back to a Pinto.
The lead gunsmith at Staccato studied under Bob Marvel. So
yeah.
He's come up with a formula where he has a high tolerance and a low tolerance, and he keeps all the guns going out in that range,
right,
of tolerance.
Right.
Both of those tolerances work versus, and they truly are custom guns just because of the things that they do. But, it has quite the lineage, the modern version of Staccato today. They've completely left behind what used to be STI.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about it. I want to analyze some of this. Let's talk about going from I don't want to say plastic, let's say a safe action gun. I know that's
striker-fired gun.
Striker-fired gun to a Staccato. I mean, for me, it was, I couldn't agree more. The accuracy, the lack of recoil is just amazing. But for me, the big thing is that trigger. That trigger is nothing like a striker-fired pistol. And you know, we know guys who make parts to improve the trigger of a striker fire gun. And I think they do work considerably.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. I mean, it's like 99.9% better, but you still compare that best trigger on a striker to the Staccato. There's no comparison.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy difference. And if you've never tried one, you need to just, really, or have the experience, because I wouldn't have known either.
Yeah,
and it was funny when I came on board, they were still STI, but they had already gone through the new ownership and they were revamping the whole thing, getting away from STI. They just hadn't switched the name yet. I just, because I'm not a gun guy and I don't get into that stuff, I didn't even know who STI was. And one of the reps came to one of my classes and
Hold up, we're coming up on the break and everything. I want to hear your story, because this has got to be a good story, because I've been involved with STI and Staccato. I don't know some of the background to it, so I'll be taking notes on this. Lee Williams is an investigative reporter with the Second Amendment Foundation, Art American News, and he is gunwriter.substack.com. And Bob Keller is the chief instructor and apparently the landscaper at Gamut Resolution. We'll be right
back.
And plumber. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to AceFirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire, and we are currently exploring what it is like to go from a striker-fired pistol to the Staccato platform, which is, like I said, Staccato's in that very rare air where it actually brings high-end quality at a, in some cases, half, some cases, a third of the price. And, well, Bob Keller, after you got your hands on Staccato, they made you sort of like a developer, a tester. What are you within Staccato?
That's a good question. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Well, they list you as a Staccato guy. Now, then Lee Williams, who's the other part of Think Aim Fire, he is now a Staccato owner. He drives a Staccato and everything. And me and Lee got together because we wanted to be just like Bob, and then Bob changed on us. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
That's only for the listeners. Didn't change guns. Just changed. Or not brands, it changed to a different gun.
Yeah. Now he's carrying the CS, which I told Tony Pignato last week. I said, listen, I want you to send me one of those for testing and evaluation, and oh, by the way, you'll never get it back. So go ahead there, Lee. You were having some good back and forth there.
FCI.
Yeah, so just the Staccato experience, and I think they actually say that. And it is something like you just need to try it. You know, a lot of people will be at my class and like, I don't even want to touch it. Like they know how good it's going to be, and then it's going to be like, okay, now I got to buy one. I agree that is going to happen. But you got to try it, because I know this from experience when I first started it. So I was telling the story before going on break. Had the one of the reps come to one of my classes and agreed to let him come to class. I had never even heard of STI. It was a collab class. So he was coming with the other instructor, and I'm like, who, you know, what the heck is STI? And the guy, so now my really good friend, he was there. He was just starting out. He was like their first rep actually when they first turned over. And, you know, first day of class, he's like, man, you really got to try this gun out. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. You know, I've heard the spiel before, you know, on how good guns are, and you got to try these things out. You know,
We all have.
So I'm like kind of blowing them off. Like literally, I was like, yeah, I'll get to it. And then I'm giving the class too. So I was like, I don't want to be doing that during class. Then at lunch, he was like, hey man, you know, just shoot a couple rounds through this thing. I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. End of the day, I said the same thing. I didn't shoot it that first day. Second day comes around, he's like, man, you got to try this thing. I'm like, yep, whatever. It literally at the end of the second day, and he was kind of bugging me, like, you really got to try this thing. So I'm like, just give me the damn gun. I'm gonna go in and make this guy happy, right? And I went up online and shot like 10 rounds of that thing, and I looked back and I'm like, holy crap. Like, I couldn't believe I hadn't tried it the last 2 days, because I thought it would be nothing special. I mean, it was that big of a difference. Like, when I shot that thing, I was like, holy, like, you guys got something here.
What were you shooting at the time?
I think he brought out he had a couple. I think the one that I shot
What was your gun?
A Glock.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I was the Glock 34. So he had a DV. The one I shot was the STI DVC carry, you know, at the time before they shipped to Staccato. And then 2 months later, they hit me up saying, hey, you know, would you want to come on board? And I was, I think, the first shooter that they ever had on their staff. And really all I was doing is just bringing guns to classes for people to demo.
And now you're a social media influencer.
Yeah, right. Hardly that. I always have guns. I always have Staccato guns at my classes for people to demo.
I want to talk about the single action going from striker to single. Any tips? Any issues? I'm not seeing either.
People are like, yeah, but I don't want to go to where now I got to be working the selector switch on the way out to the target. I mean, it,
Yeah, I'd shot 1911s in the past, but I mean, you're talking 12 years of nonstop, hundreds of thousands of rounds on a target fire gun that I would have to work in a selector switch. It probably took a half a magazine to a magazine to where it got comfortable. You know, I mean, people think it's going to be a big change, you know, going from striker to like to a staccato and working the safety. It was not a big deal at all, change wise and getting used to it.
You know, I've talked to a lot of law enforcement guys, including a few senior folks who we know, and they're all saying, yeah, I'm sure it's a great gun, but it's not for everyone. We can't have everyone carrying a single action. And I want to call crap on that.
Shenanigans.
Okay. Shenanigans. Shenanigans. I mean, look at what the Army did for the last, what, since 1911 on training the 1911. The dumbest privates in the world, okay, have been taught successfully how to shoot a single action firearm, the 1911, without any big horror stories. I don't think that single action is a big deal at all. I mean, Army taught it for 100 years.
I don't think it's a big deal at all either. I would say once you get used to it, it's almost safer because you do have a safety.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like rifles have safeties, right, for a reason. So having a safety on a pistol, I love it.
Like, yeah, I think I'm with you. It is safer because there is no safety, like you said, on the safe action, on the striker.
Yeah.
This, man, you can just pop that on, pop it off so easily. And I don't think that should scare anybody. I don't think that should scare any large departments from going into this. This is a much better gun than the guys are carrying now, and I don't care what they're carrying, be it a SIG or a Glock or whatever.
So I want to ask a question. Well, I'm going to, okay. I tell you what, I'll ask the question when we come back because we're coming up on the next break. Bob Keller runs Gamut Resolutions. This is a no-nonsense tactical training hub using a very, well, the class of all facilities, according to Mr. Williams. I'll take his word for it. To teach you the tactical methods that you need to know. Lee Williams, he gets out there and he attacks and he holds no quarter. If you are a enemy of the Second Amendment, if you take the wrong step, he will point out to you the error of your ways, suggest corrective action, and should you fail to take that, then he will simply quote you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage application volume is on the decline. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying it dropped almost 2% last week when compared to the week prior to that. The drop came as the interest rate for a 30-year mortgage was little changed. Incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock defeated GOP challenger Herschel Walker in the Georgia runoff election for U.S. Senate. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the win is great for his party.
The practical effects of the 51-seat majority, big, it's significant, it gives us we can breathe a sigh of relief.
A new report says prison system failures are to blame for the death of Whitey Bulger 4 years ago. He was found dead in a West Virginia prison back in 2018. The report adds the warden was unaware of the threats against his life. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We were talking about going from a striker-fired pistol, the Plastic Fantastics, to the reimagination of what is the modern, you know, started out as the 1911, now it's the Double Stack 2011. Now, Bob, since you were in on the, you were in the very beginnings of this, you were, like you said, you were one of the first staff shooters they had. What did Staccato do to attract all these law enforcement agencies to take a look at this? Because everybody had gone away. They were with Glock, or they were with SIG, or maybe sometimes they'd be with Smith. They'd all gone with the striker-fired gun, even though apparently, when you look at some of the training some of these police officers get, they must, you know, you look at the NYPD, apparently they all ran around with their finger on the trigger all the time when they had revolvers, and it was that 13-pound pull that kept them from shooting the wrong person.
yeah, right.
What did they do to get them to take a look at it, and what kind of testing went into this to where, what is it now? There's over 650 agencies that have either adopted it or approved it.
Yeah, well, I was just so the guy who I started with, who actually came to my class, he's just a freaking great guy, and apparently he's a good salesman, because I mean he was the military LE rep at the time, and I don't even know if it was military at the time, it was just the LE rep. And he put his time in. I mean, he was just a go-getter to get into the departments. And I mean, the gun sells itself, so that's easy. It's just getting demo days, which I think I helped out a lot with that as well, because I do a lot of LE classes. So every time I was given a class, look at, here's the new Staccato. This is what I'm running now. Once it gets in their hands, they shoot it. Well, they're going to be just like I was, and just like you guys probably were when you first shot. You're like, holy crap, this is a big difference. It makes you a better shooter. So it makes sense
So getting in was just good on being a good rep. And then I think eventually getting in the right hands of guys like myself that are doing classes, as long as they're bringing the guns for people to demo, and they're doing a lot of LE classes, that's how it works.
Yeah, I'd say the gun sells itself better than any rep or
shooter. Who knows how many Staccatos I've sold, and I know nothing about guns.
What?
I don't need to.
Well, before you switched to Staccato, what were you carrying?
I have a 45 XD, the tactical with a 5-inch barrel.
Okay.
And I loved it. A lot of guys don't like XDs. Hey, it never failed me. I loved it. The whole thing was nickel boron coated, except for the plastic, obviously, and it worked great. Never had an issue with it. So I went to single action, and I dumped down to 9, much to Bobby's chagrin. And please. Hey, we got good questions. I'm going to segue right to those. A few good questions. This is from Adrian in our home state of Minnesota in Brainerd. Adrian, I bet it's nice and warm up there.
Very nice, very nice.
What did you mean when you guys talked about coaching versus teaching? What's the difference? That's a good question.
Well, I mean, they're just words, however you want to define them. I mean, to me, like an instructor, you're going to be, this is how you're supposed to do it. This is how you hold this. This is how you're supposed to hold the gun. This is how you're supposed to stand. This is how you're supposed to shoot, blah, blah, blah. That's instructing, right? Like telling someone how to do something. I don't do that in my classes. And like coaching for, when I say coaching, I should label that better. Like I'm talking like professional coaching. I don't think at that level, coaches need to teach someone how to throw a football or how to catch a football. They already know how to do that. The coach is running them through drills, right? That he has made up that he thinks is going to make his team better. It's just going to the field and forcing guys to do drills that he's made up. He's not teaching them how to run. He's not teaching them how to block. At that level, they already know how to do that, right? So, and that's how I am as an instructor in classes. I would say I'm more of a coach because I'm just forcing you to do drills that I know. If I force you to do them over and over, you're gonna start figuring out what works for you. Like I don't need to be an instructor and tell you this is how it has to be. Which 100% I am. I do instruct and I do give tips, but I try to tailor it to where you're starting to figure out what actually works for you as a shooter.
Not one method is gonna
work for everyone.
I would imagine the advantage of a coach is you have somebody observing you when you're putting them through the new drill and everything that may be a little new to them, and they have the advantage of that third person observation that can make the corrections as you go. Is that where it's not like you have to go, okay, this is the gun, this end here with a hole, this is the dangerous part. You never have this aimed at anybody or me or you or. And the one that has the long thing coming down that the bullets go into, that's the grip. You're not doing that.
Yeah.
You're making observations.
I'll say something else too. I mean, I've been through a lot of classes, and they don't. An instructor will not give you a lot of personal critique, and you do. I mean, you don't miss a damn thing. Trust me on that. Bob doesn't miss anything. And, you know, if he points out corrections, and they're all good. And I think that's the huge difference. You're not getting one-on-one from an instructor. You're getting one-on-one and a lot of one-on-one because you cap your classes. You're not that guy that has 50 students out there online.
Right.
Or 50 students waiting to run through drills for 2 days. Okay, second question. In Bob's old unit, were they free to pick any gun they wanted, or were there some rules from Anonymous?
I mean, we're still big army.
Yeah.
There, so you'd get your initial issue. And however it works with the government, the gun, what would be the word for it? Not procurement, but, like what gun you're going to go with, what manufacturer you're going to go with. And then that is exclusively what you have to shoot, just like it would be for big army. So we get issued two guns that are your actual issue, but we definitely could go to the arms room and pick out another Glock that we wanted.
It just wasn't, that wasn't like your initial issue, two gun.
So we pretty much had everything lock-wise in the inventory that you could go back and forth with, but it was only two guns that you were actually issued.
What about AKs?
Yep, we have those. So if you wanted to do, if you wanted to practice on AKs just for going overseas and have be familiar with them, absolutely we have those.
Okay.
But again, it wasn't a issued gun.
As far as carried?
Like which one you mean?
Yeah, like an AK. I want to carry an AK.
Oh, overseas, no. Like operationally, no.
Okay. So there were.
It had, like, your operational gun going overseas had to be your issued gun.
Okay. I heard you guys talk about suppressive fire. Was it not used by Bob's team?
Bob, before you answer that, we're coming up on the last break. So.
Oh, okay.
But keep that in mind. What's suppressive fire? That's the question. This is the only segment that comes on the show that actually has Q&A, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I shut up when that starts happening. I don't chime in at all. Bob is he's the chief instructor at Gamut Resolutions, a very hands-on place to go to learn the craft of fire and maneuver. Lee is the investigative reporter at both the Second Amendment Foundation and Armed American News, and he's also gunrider.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is Think Aim Fire, and we just got a question about suppressive fire, which I'm very interested in this, Bob, because when I was in basic training, when they first explained suppressive fire to me, they almost made it sound like I could smoke them while I've got them while I'm laying it down.
Right. I mean, that's what I was taught at basic training as well, at least when I got to infantry.
Right.
Yeah, it's a big waste of money. Suppressive fire.
Suppressive fire. That's been converted to a machine gun, isn't it? To like some belt.
Yeah. Wartime, would there be times that you could use that? Yes. Yeah. You could never say that it's stupid and that doesn't work and that you shouldn't do it because you never know situations, right? There could definitely be a situation for it. Have I ever seen it on target? No. And I have been on thousands of hits. And hundreds of gunfights, and I have never seen or had to have anyone go suppressive fire. It might sound like it at times, like in gunfights, but I guarantee it's not suppressive fire where it's just getting led down range for the heck of it. We don't shoot unless we have sight picture, period. So
I like that.
I've never seen it, but could it happen? Yeah, absolutely, it could happen. But I think it's majority of the time, especially in the United States, I mean, that should never happen.
No.
Ever.
No.
And overseas, that's why it's just, I don't think for most situations, it's not needed. It's a waste of rounds.
In CONUS, there are lawyers that would love someone to use suppressive fire.
Yeah, right. Not a good idea.
Okay, last question. I'm a board member of a private nonprofit range in the Carolinas. Please help me sell shooting while moving through my board and our staff. I want to make it available to our members. Is it safe? Is there a course we should require? Does an RSO need to be present? No, we already allow our members to draw from their holster, including from concealment, from Derek. Hey, heads up. Derek, good on you for thinking about this. What can you help the guy out with, Bob?
Well,
Yeah, depends on your members. Maybe it does. Maybe it would require to have them go through an hour, 2 hour class of moving and shooting. If you're not having that class, then maybe it would require having an RSO. I mean, that's why I do the orientation at our range, just so everyone knows what they need to be doing. It doesn't. When it comes to shooting, though, and moving and shooting, even static, and having, you could have five RSOs watching one person, and you could still have something bad happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, these ranges, when one thing bad happens, they have that knee-jerk reaction, and they create more rules. And it ends up being to the point where you have to bench shoot. You can't come out of the holster. Everything has to be, you know, static and downrange. And you're taking away the correct training that people need to be doing just because you're scared of lawsuits, which it sucks. That's the problem with America is one bad thing happens and everyone sues each other and then more rules, you know, happen. I'm not a knee jerk reaction guy. So I do 100% allow that because you need to be able to move and shoot. And if you don't have a range to practice that, then you're never going to be able to do it. And so how do you get your board to accept it? I don't know. You have a 1 or 2 hour class, have another orientation for all the members to show them how to do it at least safely, like where the targets need to be, the separation between you and the steel, certain lanes, certain days. And yeah, you might have to run them through a class, but 100%, you should be allowing your members to move and shoot. It's something that everyone knows, should know how to do.
Yeah, I would say a separate bay. And, God, do you want two people doing it at once or do you want one shooter at a time?
No, I mean, when you're doing moving and shooting stuff, it should be one person on the bay by himself. At least one person downrange doing it. Like, I don't even do multiple people in my class. Like when I'm doing the moving and shooting class in my, you know, quote unquote advanced class, like every time they're going across lateral, it'll be one at a time just so I can keep eyes on each person. Forward moving, I do let people do forward moving, moving, shooting online together, but I have safety behind every shooter. So, yeah, if you didn't have an RSO, or even if you had an RSO and you were doing it, I would suggest that just being one person at a time doing moving and shooting on that specific day.
Which you can
see. Yeah, I don't think it's...
Would that be an advanced portion of a class to be shooting a movie?
What's that?
Would that be advanced? Would you be looking for the advanced shooters for that? Because most, if you get out there and tell them, 180 degrees, don't let me see the muzzle of your weapon breaking 180 degrees. If you tell them that, they're going to be like, huh? Well, it's not going to get hot.
Right. And that's why I said it would probably be good to have a class or just another orientation to kind of vet each member to know that they're safe.
Yeah, I think that's a hell of an idea. And remember, no funny walks. No silly walks.
Unless it works, unless they
like it. But, yeah, that's the first thing that you said where that light bulb went on over my head. Yeah, because I can't tell you how many times I've been focused on walking like a duck,
right,
you know, and trying to get sight picture. I think that's great. And I hope he can get it at the range. I do think he probably should have some type of class and only the graduates in the class do it. But I mean, this is kind of basic stuff here. We're not talking about, you know, CQB. Everybody should be able to do this because I agree with you. It's like pulling from the holster. Right. It's a basic. It's a fundamental.
Yep.
And unless you can do that, you know, hopefully if you get in a gunfight, you won't be moving. But I mean, how much of your experience has been shooting while moving? I'm talking real world overseas type stuff.
A lot. Oh, geez. I don't know. Maybe 30%.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a huge number.
Like if we're moving the target and we take contact in route, obviously that's going to be moving and shooting. Anything inside is moving and shooting. But there's a lot of, cause we did switch to doing a lot of call outs, to where you're planted. So 30-40% was moving and shooting stuff.
Yeah, that's a bit, pretty big percentage to ignore. And
yeah,
you're
right.
Really,
that's why you need to know how to do it. But kind of like Bill was saying too, you need to learn the basics first. I mean, everything should be static first. Get to the point where, you know, you're working that spectra switch without even knowing you're working it. So then when you start moving and shooting, anytime you're not engaging, your finger should be off trigger, gun should be on safe. You shouldn't have to think about that. When, you know, just by adding that little moving piece, that is still basic stuff, but now focusing on your feet and what, where you're going in relation to the target. If all the stuff at the gun isn't dialed in and just happen naturally, well, a lot of stuff can go to crap then.
Like, well, you know, you said something during one of your classes. I forget which one it was, the basic or the advanced, that really struck me. What if you fall? I mean, you will fall.
Yeah.
Yep. And you shouldn't be scared.
As long as you're not engaging, and like, even if that was the case, I was engaging and I stumbled. It's so ingrained in my shooting that, like, as I was falling, the gun would be on safe. It would be going back on safe. Thing would be going off trigger.
Yeah.
So then if you fall, who cares? You just get back up and continue on.
And that's going to be him. That's a last thought. You had the last thought, Bob, because we're running out of time.
All right.
And we could do more, but Lee's got to go. Lee's got to take the ball and go home with it, so we can't do that anymore. GamutResolutions.com. Find Lee Williams at ArmedAmericanNews.com. He's the investigative reporter, SAF.org, and GunWriter.substack.com. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me today.
All right. Look forward to the next one.
See you guys next week.
And our number three is inbound, Nikki Gozer from the Crime Prevention Research Center. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.